The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you this fine day?
I'm here. I'm in person. And you are. And recording.
And we are here today. My name is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM. And this is Pittsfield Community Radio.
Please don't turn the channel.
No, where we do this show because we like it.
And because some other crazy people like it.
They do. And we have our favorites.
We do.
We do have our favorites. Patty, Mary, Marie, Evelyn,
Emily,
Janet, Nan.
I like Jonah.
No, you like Jonah. And Grace. Grace. Uh-huh, uh-huh. We had Grace here. And we love having you here. If you would like to come back or if you would like to just come for the first time, you can email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And let us know you're interested. And it's really fun. It's easy. Don't worry. It's not intimidating. It's not scary. It is just
kind of scary.
Stuff. A bunch of stuff. You can email us with any ideas that you might have that you would like us to talk about on our show. And we really appreciate that because it helps us find things that you would like to hear.
Okay.
Like this.
Whoop, wrong one.
And like this.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers. Do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR, management, other producers, or sponsors.
You need to take him to the emergency room. He needs to go to the hospital. That was Greg.
No, that was me.
No! No!
Yes.
I was 100% sure that was Greg.
Nope. Nope.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. You need to go to the hospital. I was getting very, very worried. I didn't think the last word was going to make it. Well, that's our disclaimer, and here's our quote of the day. And actually, I'm going to do a few.
Okay.
Quotes of the day. I've learned that even when I have pains, I don't have to be one.
Oh.
Maya Angelou.
Oh, I should have thought of that this morning. Poor
How about
Greg.
That? Oh, well, yeah. You can always go back and apologize, right?
I have.
Forgiveness is a gift.
Yeah, okay.
I will not let anyone walk through my mind with their dirty feet.
Hmm.
How about that?
Hmm.
That's one to think about, right?
Mm-hmm.
One, I have to put my little check marks down. And then there was one more. Never do anything bad to others. Do not trap them for failure. If you do, you only do that to yourself. Instead, encourage and be kind to one another.
After watching the debate the other night,
encourage.
I don't know if we could.
And be kind. To one another. I know sometimes that's challenging.
Ooh.
But you know, it's a good one to remember.
Okay.
Yeah. So right. You might be hearing this and not even know what debate we're talking about.
That's true. We have debates all the time.
That's true.
What marks the official start to the fall season in Northern Hemisphere? In colonial times, what were apples called? And what sport do folks gather together to watch every weekend in the fall months?
I know the answer to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we will repeat those at the top of the second half of our show. And then we will have the answers yep. at the end.
And these aren't
ding,
too bad.
Ding, 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 ding. And they're... And what does someone get if they get them all?
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction. Wasn't that a song?
I can't get no satisfaction. But I tried.
I tried. And I tried.
We're stoning.
Was that the Stones? Was that the Stones? Rolling Stones?
Yeah. She's just sitting there shaking her head.
Because I wouldn't have known that had you had not hinted that to me.
Oh, okay.
I'm not good at that. I know the songs, but I'm not really good at...
Who?
Who? Like the band?
No, who? Like oh, who they who? Are?
There. If you have Alexa, you can ask her to play Song Quiz. And you can play Song Quiz with another player from around the world. You don't know who it is. And they play... She plays a very small snippet of a song.
Snippet, I like mm-hmm. snippet.
Of a snippet.
Snippet.
And too. Then you have to guess the song and or the singer, band, whatever.
I can't do that.
I can sometimes. You choose if you want 50s, 60s, 70s, mm-hmm, 80s, 90s.
Mm-hmm. Name that tune.
So, yes, it's kind of, yes. It's like name that tune. And it's real quick. I do it while I make the bed. It's really fast.
Doesn't do much for me.
Making the bed or playing the game?
Either one. Okay. You got something else.
Oh, I've got all kinds of stuff, but go ahead.
What happens if hay bales get too wet? Oh, I have a bunch of riddles.
They shrink.
They can spontaneously combust.
Do you have the reason?
No.
So let's think it through. So they get wet, they get hot, right?
Because I bet you they have bacteria and mold and stuff inside of them, and it just starts a fire.
And probably the heat mm-hmm. warms that up. Mm-hmm. I saw a little video on YouTube where they had a blown-up white balloon,
mm-hmm.
and inside the white balloon was a blown-up black balloon. And the challenge was to pop the black balloon that's inside the white balloon. Don't ask me how they did it. I don't know how they got the one into the other. The challenge was to pop the black balloon that was inside the white balloon without popping the white balloon and without untying it. So you've got to pop the black balloon that's inside the white balloon. So they're standing there holding this. The black balloon is floating around inside the white balloon, so it's loose.
Uh-huh.
The trick is to get a flashlight.
Yeah.
Shine it through the white balloon onto the black balloon.
Yeah.
And because black absorbs heat,
oh.
it absorbed the heat of the flashlight and broke the black balloon.
But not
the white balloon was intact.
I could see someone with a long needle poking through the hole trying to reach it. But yeah. Wow, I got to try that.
That actually is not a bad idea. You poke it through the blow-up side where you tied the knot so you don't poke the balloon itself.
Right.
Yeah. I would like to try that.
Wow. Okay. Okay. It's all I've got is fall trivia questions and stuff like that. Because
it's fall.
You might as well say so. It's
might as well.
So much color already.
This time, yes.
Greg says, it's the altitude. The altitude. And it's like, I want to go south. Who was the first group of people in history to use scarecrows?
Well, let's see. First group of people in history to use scarecrows, my thought would be a farmer. And I can't think back of any other a farmer to keep away crows.
But were they, Were they French? Were they Italian?
Oh, I see. So they, I'm supposed to guess the first people, not category of like farmers.
Right.
The first people to use scarecrows, I think. Well, you said French, so it's not French. And you said
Italian,
so they're not the Italians. So they were the Americans.
Egyptians. Use scarecrows.
For?
Their farms.
Scaring crows.
Yeah.
It's such a good idea and it works.
It's a kind of convoluted way of getting there, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's fun because we're dissecting.
Mm-hmm.
We're
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had some things here that you can do to your friends.
Oh, are they nice things or
they're
pranks?
They're funny. They're simple. I crossed out the bad ones.
Okay.
So you can say to your friend, oh, quick, come over here. Come here. Look at the deer. And it says, just so we're clear on this one, there actually aren't any deer. Not seeing deer is a huge disappointment for people.
It is.
Which amps up this harmless prank factor here. So it is the whole thing that people love to see deer. And then you want to just prank them a little bit and say, oh, my gosh, look at the deer. Oh, my gosh, look at them all.
That's cruel.
And then they come over and there's none there. And they go, oh, gosh.
That is just mean.
Sorry, you missed it.
Oh.
Yeah. And it is true. How many deer in our life? We have seen deer in our lives. We always see deer.
I wouldn't say deer. I'd say, hey, there's a Yeti.
Yeah.
What do you call a male turkey?
Turkey?
No. A gobbler.
I almost said that.
Ooh, you should have.
Because I was just thinking funny.
Yeah.
A gobbler. So does a female turkey have the whole...
A female turkey is called a hen.
So does she have the whole red thing?
I want to say rattle-tattle, but that's not right.
Is the thing called a gobbler?
I don't know. No, the animal itself is.
Is it called a gobbler?
We're getting into specifics
here.
So
now, do we eat male and female turkeys?
I don't eat turkey at all.
Well, yes, I know that's true. I know that's true. Hey, and I want to thank the people who had emailed us to let us know, you know, answers to things that we don't know. And you're smart because you're looking them up online and you're at your computers. And we appreciate that.
Yes, we do. Because you get us out of... You give us something to remember to tell somebody else. Okay, is it my turn?
Yes.
Spiders that hatched in the spring have grown up and are now actively in their mating season. And I read the answer before I read the question. And the question is, why do you see more large spiders around the Halloween?
Oh, I know. Pick me. I know. They're in mating season. I think you like spiders.
I don't mind them as long as they're not on my head.
So I bought you a present.
You gave me a spider.
For Christmas.
This year?
Last year.
Oh, I thought you were getting me a new one.
No, I bought it. I've never seen it before. I'd never heard of decorating a tree with spiders before. And the whole history of that. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
And I did a craft show and I was walking around. And there were these beautiful spiders, and we had just talked about that on our show. And they're beautiful. They're made with beads and little crystal beads, and you put them on the tree. And I just thought they were so pretty.
They are.
I thought, I'll get one for Bev.
And you did.
And I did.
Thank you.
And whatever you do with it is...
I've got it hanging on one of my cabinets that holds stuff to look at.
Like a clear glass?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, your little collectibles.
Yeah.
And your spiders overlooking them all.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool.
Okay, I just got to remember which one's the question. It's your turn.
Okay. You can hide. This is the hide two things, but tell them you hid three things prank. So you, if you have a roommate or...
Do you tell them what they are?
Well, let's read it. It's a roommate-specific trick. For example, you hide their toothpaste in their socks, but tell them you hid their toothpaste, their socks, and their comb. But you didn't really hide their comb. I don't really get that, because then they look in their drawer and find their comb, where they put it. So I think it's more fun if you did it with your
It sounds to me like you're trying to get revenge on your roommate.
No, no. This is just fun. Yeah, I don't really
fun for get... whom?
See, I'm a pranker.
Okay, I'm a practical joke for you then.
Pranker person. Like, I've sewn my husband's socks together at the toe.
Oh, my God.
And then you take the toe and you sew the whole toe closed so they put their foot in and they can't go any farther.
No way. Then, what does he do to you?
No, nothing. He just thinks it's fun.
He thinks it's fun?
Sure. Sure. It takes shoelaces out of somebody's shoes and put them somewhere and they can't find them?
No.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No.
Oh, you couldn't live with me.
No. No, I would be very upset a lot.
Oh, no. I won't do that to you then.
Good.
I won't come to your house and fill your living room with balloons.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Somebody did that to somebody I used to work with on her birthday. That was cool.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. All right. What is the natural color of leaves?
Oh.
The natural color.
Red.
Yellow and orange.
Oh.
The green that you normally think is the natural color is produced thanks to chlorophyll. If there wasn't chlorophyll, all your trees would be yellow and orange.
Yellow and orange. So I was wrong.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. All right. Oh, you're not going to like this one then.
Oh, dear.
You won't like any of these, but just pretend, okay? Replace your family photos with photos of someone else. So you go to your
friend. Now that kind of is funny.
Your friend's house, and you replace their family photos with people like Bill Murray, Samuel Jackson, anybody.
Yeah.
Magazine pictures.
Yeah.
This actually happened to Mark. He lived near his sister, and she went over to his place. And he had pictures of his family on the walls and up the stairs and things. She had magazine pictures of people's faces. And she cut out the little faces. There had to be 50 of them.
Oh, my
gosh. And put the little face over, right on the glass, over all the faces. His kids, me, his family, every single picture had a goo, and they were funny faces.
Oh, my gosh.
All of them.
How long did it take him to notice?
He noticed right away.
Really?
Yeah, he noticed right away. Isn't that cute?
That's kind of funny.
I have to tell you that she's passed, and her name was Lynn as well.
Uh-huh.
And she was amazing. She was fun and funny, and even through her illness, she was fun and funny. They actually did a booklet from the hospital she was at in Connecticut of all pictures of her, because she would come in for her treatments in costumes. She would decorate her room and bring costumes and things for the people that were also getting treatment in other rooms.
Aww.
And she'd go down the hall in her costume with her IV pole decorated, and she'd go in and give somebody else a costume. And every single time she went, she had a different costume and face, and all. She was amazing.
Sounds
and she
like.
Would do all those fun kind of things, like come to your house and steal all your toilet paper.
Oh, geez.
Or all your light bulbs were gone. See, it can be fun.
Well, it's sort of. Okay. Cookie. Let's see, what have I got? What bug flies south to Mexico for the winter during the fall months?
Mosquito.
Butterflies.
Oh, I wonder if they have a day or a week where they know they're coming and they have this onslaught. Can you imagine what that would look like of butterfly?
I've seen pictures.
Coming in.
It's beautiful.
Oh, I bet it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, you know how our geese leave and we get geese in the sky?
Yep.
That's, I love that. Can you imagine if that were, I have goosebumps thinking it would be butterflies.
Yeah.
Yeah, do they come back here or do they die? Or?
They don't live very long, I guess. I don't know. Well, we'll have to look that up. Marie?
Nan? Mary?
Yeah?
Look it up. Send us an email.
Okay.
All right.
What you got?
Send your friend, especially if they like to cook and they like the Food Network, a prank email saying that they have been selected for Guy's Grocery Games, which is a show on the Food Network.
It's a real show?
Yeah.
Oh.
They have chefs.
Oh, Guy Ferrell or whatever
yeah,
his name
Guy
is?
Guy Ferrari?
Yeah.
It says, this person said, my colleague Nicole has done this prank and it was hilarious. So you'd have to have it somehow look like it came from the Food Network and the Guy Ferrari Grocery Games. Because grocery games can be people that just get, like you. You want to be on Guy's Grocery Games, and you can be on.
Holy.
It's a fun show.
Gotcha.
Have you ever seen it?
I hope so. No.
Oh, it's fun.
I'm not a big cook.
Well, you don't have to cook. Well, yes, you do. Yes, you do have to cook.
I was going to say, it's a recipe show.
Yes, you do have to cook.
Why is it typically more humid in the corn maze than in the pumpkin patch?
Oh, I don't know.
Simply put, corn sweats.
Oh, so it's...
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I'm thinking about when we bring corn on the cob home. Do you like corn on the cob?
I love it.
Me too. And you leave it on the counter for a few days. I think that it does sweat still because I think that the leaves get damp. You know what I mean? I love it. Do you like the large kernels or the small, tender ones that kind of pop?
The large ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the small ones.
I keep thinking of something to say, and I just lose it when I think of
I'm really getting hungry for corn on the cob right now.
Well, speaking of corn, what was candy corn originally called?
A corny bite. I have to guess something, so I'll say corny bite, because it's a little bite.
Okay, but... it was actually called chicken feed.
Oh, is that right? Do you ever eat candy corn and you eat the little white part off the top and see if it tastes different than the yellow part?
Not really.
Well, don't worry. It doesn't. Doesn't taste any different. Put some plastic on the top of their shampoo bottle.
Oh, that's cool.
Then screw on the top. It's a little corny, but, oh, that's funny, a little corny. But it works, and it's easily reversible, so your victim friend won't lose any of their beloved product. It just won't come out of the bottle anymore. Did I tell you that I did that with the peanut butter?
Yes, I think you did.
And then I felt bad.
You did it to Mark, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't really put it along the top and then screw the top on because when you open it, you'll see the plastic. So you have to lay the plastic on the peanut butter so it blends in. But I got nervous and I thought, sometimes he goes in and takes a scoop out with a spoon and just eats it. I've done that.
Yeah.
And I worried that he would do that and the plastic
He
would choke. So I had to take it away and tell him what I was doing. Yeah, was scary.
You told him you were going to do that?
I told him that I was going to do it, but I actually did do it, and I had to go undo it. I was worried he would choke.
Oh, my
gosh.
It would
be just my luck, right? Yeah, I killed my husband on peanut butter. Oh, my Lord.
What does it mean when someone places a teal, T-E-A-L, pumpkin on their porch for Halloween?
Oh, I have no idea.
They are handing out non-food treats to make sure that kids with food allergies can participate.
I've never heard that.
Yep.
That should be a nationwide announcement.
Isn't that? I think that is so clever.
That's a great idea. How
you
do we
can't eat the candies.
Spread that word?
Well, we just did.
We did. To our four listeners.
Not us.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
What kinds of things would they give the kids? Stickers?
Stickers, sure.
Pencil? No, they don't want pencils. They won't be excited about pencils.
Marbles?
Marbles. Yeah.
Of course, the parents might not be happy if you give them marbles that could swallow them.
That's true.
Here we're going back to the peanut butter.
You could also, I know, I didn't eat breakfast, so everything we're talking about that's food-related is making me really hungry.
Oh.
I wonder if you could do something like that to say that you're offering gluten-free, nut-free snacks, but food, but gluten-free, nut-free, you know?
I suppose you could, but yeah. Then what color would you use?
I know. You could put a flag.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
Put a flag in front of your house, and there would be...
Or on the pumpkin.
That'd be really good for a town to really get that word out and say, hey, do this to identify gluten-free, nut-free, whatever.
Yeah.
Do this to identify no candy, just prizes.
I bet your kids would like that.
Yeah, you can't put fruit out because nobody wants. Remember when we used to get an apple?
Yeah, it was like, oh, what a letdown.
Yeah, what was another letdown that we'd get?
Cabbage.
Yeah, okay. Maybe we should identify your address so that the children will know ahead of time. That they're going to get cabbage. Yeah. Did you ever get cabbage?
No.
Okay.
It just
popped
into my head.
I didn't like the popcorn balls.
Oh, I like those.
Did you?
Yeah. That makes me think of the cereal that we were talking about recently to make the little candies. Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah.
I never ate the popcorn balls because I knew that someone made them in their kitchen. Right?
Well, where else would they make them? I mean, come on. In your bathroom?
Okay, you're right. You got me.
You'll have to explain that later.
You got me.
What did the Native Americans originally use for their pie shell when making pumpkin pie?
Oh. Maybe they like a corn cake, a burrito cake, you know, like a, you know.
Actually, it was a pumpkin. They filled the inside with honey, milk, and spices.
And then, how did that make a pie?
Well, you put the pumpkin innards on top of that, I guess.
So you scrape it all out. Probably get the seeds out, put it all back, mix it all up.
No. You get the rind of the pumpkin. Just a round rind.
And
you fill it with your mixings for the pumpkin pie and honey, milk, and spices.
What a great idea. I wonder if anybody
ever did that.
Wouldn't that be great?
Hey, people out there.
Yeah.
We need your input. Before we take a break, we need your input.
Have you ever made a pumpkin pie in a pumpkin?
There you go.
That is so cool.
Whoa. Like, what exactly is happening here?
8917 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here. with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from Evco Hypnosis. Join Evco Hypnosis October 17th for the inaugural Hypno Mixer for singles at J7 on Winter Street in Pittsfield. Discover the benefits of hypnosis while mingling with other singles in a relaxed and enjoyable setting. For more details and to register, visit evcohypnosis.com.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Vessel sends shockwaves around the world.
Okay, all righty, let's play some tunes.
Well, let's say it not. I don't know about singles and hypnosis. That could be a dangerous kind of situation.
Why?
Because somebody could hypnotize somebody else and say, well, you're supposed to date me at so-and-so, and then they show up, and you know, maybe. I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't have said that because you're advertising it, and I shouldn't say that. Oh, my trouble. Okay.
Well, here we are back for our second half of our show. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And you're listening to Stuff. And we have got three. Apple. What were the three? Your three riddles in the beginning.
I'm trying to remember.
Apple. Something about what did they call an apple? She is tearing through her papers. And
yes.
She is looking, and she will find it in a moment or
quickly,
so.
Yes.
We are talking today about all kinds of different stuff. Sometimes we have stuff that we plan, and sometimes we don't.
Okay. What year was the first Thanksgiving? No, that's not the one.
Nope. That's not the one. Maybe. I don't.
Oh. What marks the official start to the fall season in the Northern Hemisphere? And number two, in colonial times, what were apples called? And number three, what sport do folks gather together to watch every weekend in the fall months?
One's a gimme.
Yeah.
The other one I think I've got.
Okay.
And the third one I'm not sure. Okay. I could look it up on my phone.
I suppose you could,
but
you better not.
I'm not going to do that.
No,
as you can see,
right.
She watches me.
Yes, I do.
What are you sharing the second half?
Same stuff.
What have you got?
I brought too many pieces of paper, and they're not. Oh, what is a pumpkin? Hold on.
Is a pumpkin a fruit?
Yes.
It is a fruit.
Or a vegetable.
Or a vegetable. It has seeds. Isn't the rule that if it has seeds, it's a fruit?
Yes.
That means a zucchini is a fruit?
Cucumber?
Summer squash?
Apparently, a pumpkin is a fruit.
Peppers? Is that classified as a fruit?
I would think. Well, don't the things have to be on the outside?
The seeds?
Yeah.
Apples a fruit?
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, we are sinking.
No. We're thinking it through.
We're just guessing.
But we are thinking. And speaking of fruit, I don't think a carrot's a fruit.
I know they have
little tiny seeds. But
maybe if you glaze them?
I pulled all my carrots from my garden.
Yeah, you say.
It's just hysterical. Oh, did I say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What you got?
Oh, more stuff. I have more pranks. I have this. I thought was kind of cute. It's creating some friendly hat confusion prank on your friends. So this prank, and I got this from BuzzFeed. We've used that. .com. It's simple. You pull it off. This is what you do. You find two hats, different sizes that are the same. So maybe the youth size. And maybe an adult size, and then maybe even a larger size, some type of hat.
That would fit a donkey.
They all, exactly. All the same hat, but different sizes.
Right.
So you're hanging out with your friends. You're in a place somewhere, and you have to set this up prior. Mm-hmm. And then you leave, and you come back, and you have the same hat on that you left with, but it's another size. So then you leave again and you come back and you where the next size and you come back to your friends. You can probably do this with more like a straw type of hat or a,
yeah,
I don't know if you can do that with a baseball hat. But
cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat. I think it's really cute. Each time you come back to the table, you're wearing a slightly larger version.
And what do the people do?
Of your hat. I would think they would be confused. They'd think that they'd probably think it in their own head. Oh, something looks different. And then maybe the next time, something's different, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's a really
cool
idea.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah. Okay. What country do pumpkins originate from?
Poland. I had to guess.
Central America.
Central America, far from Poland.
Yeah.
Yes.
Little way.
Yes. I thought maybe because they had the Gwumpki, maybe they had a pumpkin. Just nothing to do with one another. But speaking of Gwumpkis.
Okay.
I love Gwumpkis.
Glumpki?
Glumpkis. Did I say Gwumpki?
You're talking Polish food.
It's Polish food. Oh, that wasn't even a Polish accent.
No, but I mean, galumpkis.
Galumpkis.
Okay.
My ex-mother-in-law was Polish, and I think she called them gwumpkis, but I don't remember. But she made the best, and the reason is because when she baked the stuffed cabbage in the oven, the cabbage began to brown. And when cabbage gets brown like that, it gets a really good, I'm getting hungry, flavor. And then she would just put on top plain old Hunt's tomato sauce, just a little bit on each one. And, oh my gosh, they were the best.
Cool.
Getting so hungry.
Pumpkin. I like pumpkins.
You do like pumpkins. Corn on the cob and pumpkins.
Pumpkin is not an ingredient in pumpkin spice lattes, true or false?
I would say that's true.
Actually, it is. There's no pumpkin in this. They use spices and stuff that taste like pumpkin.
Which would be?
I don't know.
What? Clove doesn't taste like pumpkin.
No.
Nutmeg, no. Allspice, no. I know you add that to pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
So is it artificial pumpkin?
Could be.
Oh.
But there's no real pumpkin in it.
I do like the quote unquote pumpkin spice latte, however.
Yep. Okay.
All right. So you can invent as a prank on your friend at work a fake trash collection project. So this is a user that submitted this on a website called Quora. It's really, they say it's a genius prank.
Oh, yeah?
You tell a lot of people that your friend is collecting trash for a project. And either they come and they bring it to their desk at work in a bag, or they bring it to their house and you tell them to just leave it outside.
Oh.
And you just shoot. This trash.
I'd shoot you.
I love it. Well, all right, let's do it this way. You can tell your friends that your friend is collecting all kinds of recyclables. How's that? And to bring all your bags of recyclables to their house and leave
it. They're still in bags.
For a project.
Somebody's got to get rid of them.
Okay, wait. I need to just reach out to our listeners to see. What do you think of these pranks? Please email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Please, I'm begging.
She wants to have somebody answer other than what I'm saying. What country?
Yes.
Started the tradition?
Yes.
Of pumpkin carving?
The United States.
No. Ireland.
Ireland. Do you have more about it?
About pumpkins?
Just about what? How they started that and why?
No. But it says the Irish originally did not carve pumpkins. What did they carve instead?
Squash.
Turnips.
I'm close. I'm close. And it just had to be because it was fun, I think.
I'm not really sure. I'll look it up.
Have you ever seen some of the pumpkin carvings?
Amazing.
It's crazy amazing. It's crazy. The town of Lee, and I don't know if they still do it, they used to have a night in the fall near Halloween, close to Halloween, and there's a big church at the park down there, and along that little circular road, they had pumpkins displayed. I don't know what they, if they put, I don't remember if it was on the ground and on a hill or they had shelves set up. It seemed like hundreds of pumpkins that people had carved. And
cool.
They were amazing.
With candles inside and stuff?
I think so. They were amazing, like pieces of art that you didn't want to ever have them go away, but
and
they do.
Rot.
They rot.
If you throw a pumpkin in water, will it sink or float?
Float.
How do you know that?
Because I think the inside is so airy. Because I've cleaned out a pumpkin before,
mm-hmm.
and it's not a solid inside. It's very stringy and airy.
But they're heavy.
So is a cruise ship, right?
Oh, wait a minute.
Right?
I
always wonder
how. I have to
how...
excuse myself on that.
Where are you?
I'm trying to make the
kind of she's leaving the room.
I can't.
Well, I mean, don't go away.
A cruise ship?
Well, you'd think it's so heavy, but it's the air, right? It's the air and the.
No, but that's okay.
Okay.
A cruise ship.
And a pumpkin. Huh? Well, who knows? Maybe somebody will make a cruise ship that looks like a pumpkin. I don't know. But
or a pumpkin that looks like a cruise
or
ship?
Or a pumpkin that looks. Wouldn't that be awesome? So that's, yeah, I think that, so they do float?
Yes. They do.
They float.
Yeah.
You could make a little raft.
Yeah, okay.
With pumpkins.
Yeah.
Underneath. Floating.
Okay.
I wonder if they would rot less.
I think we're both on the spectrum
this morning.
I wonder
if they're in water floating, if they would not rot quickly. That they would survive longer.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Do you wear gloves when you clean out a pumpkin?
I don't do it.
Okay. I have to wear rubber gloves. I don't like the slimy.
I don't think anybody likes the slimy.
Sliminess. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Are pumpkin flowers edible?
Well, you know, I know squash flowers are.
Are
I know
they?
You can stuff them. They're beautiful. And then you batter them and then you deep fry them.
Oh.
I've never done it. I've seen it done and I've eaten one. And
cool.
It's really cool. So I will guess and say yes.
It's true. They are edible. Like roses are edible. Some
yes.
flowers, violets are edible.
And if you let your broccoli go to seed, the little yellow flowers.
Before I throw it out.
I'm good at letting broccoli go to seed because I just don't have good luck with broccoli and it just grows tall and skinny. There's little yellow flowers that I found out are also edible. You can cut them and decorate a salad with the little
How
yellow flowers.
How small are these?
They're small. They're like the size of a dime.
Oh, well, that's not too small.
And they're really pretty. And actually, the other day, I cut those stalks with the little yellow flowers, and I added them to a bouquet
yeah.
of flowers that I
yeah.
made. They're really pretty. And you can eat them.
Hmm.
Hey,
okay.
Tape on your friend's or your coworker's mouse at work. Put a piece of tape over the little part that has to, like I have a wireless mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And if you cover the place on the bottom of the mouse,
yeah.
it won't work. So you put a little piece of something underneath your coworker's mouse.
Like tape or something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And drive them crazy.
What's wrong with my mouse?
Insane and crazy. I like that one too.
What part of the pumpkin is not edible?
The stalk.
It's a trick question. You can eat every part of a pumpkin.
Even the stalk?
Even the rind. I didn't know you could do that, but I've seen them feed hippos with pumpkins.
Rind? Can you make pickles out of pumpkin rind?
I don't like pickles.
Okay. We need you out there. We need the emails. We need the answers to these questions today.
I'm not really a good one for giving them.
So the pumpkin rind, I know you can make pickles from watermelon rind, and they're actually really good. So, and I know you can eat the seeds. Do you ever do pumpkin seeds? Cook them in the oven on a cookie sheet with salt?
No, I've tried drying them out and using them, and then I just eventually throw them away.
Yeah, that happens to me too. But now my sister Patty loves pumpkin seeds.
Oh,
she does.
Okay.
Loves them. I just find that I don't.
What do they taste like?
They taste like dried up seeds.
Really? They don't have any flavor?
Well, you put the salt on them. So it's kind of like a pistachio. It's kind of like a peanut, you know, but it doesn't taste as good as a peanut to me, because a peanut you can chew, but this is kind of like thready. Like you have to really. That's what happens.
It's like, that's a face. It's kind I don't want to see
I know,
it again.
I know the word. Woody.
Okay.
It's kind of woody.
All right.
Chewing them. But, hey.
Okay.
Maybe you have to open them up and just eat the flesh on the inside. I don't know.
Ooh, you just made me think of Dahmer.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Talk about a nightmare, huh?
Oh, I just had a good one. Now I can see. Okay. What fall month can you see a full corn moon?
It would be in the fall. I would say it's September.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm right.
You are right.
What is a full corn moon?
I never heard of it.
Do we know what it is?
No.
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
help.
I guess it's I guess we have to look up in September.
Corn moon.
Maybe that means it's yellow. It'd be really funny if it had butter dripping. Forget it. It's just, yeah, no. So here's a really bad prank that I would not suggest anyone do, but I will say what it is.
Is it funny?
It's not.
Then what?
It's supposed to be funny, and I would think if you did this to somebody, then I would think they would be mad.
Okay.
And it's changing all the contacts in their phone to Dennis Quaid or some other famous person. And this is... it says they will hate you after this, so be prepared. So you'd get into someone's phone, and you would just start changing their contacts to all say Dennis Quaid.
You mean in their messages and stuff like that?
Their contacts.
It would just say...
Dennis Quaid.
Oh, their contacts.
Yes. So I'd look up Bev. I try to find Bev, and I can't. Everybody's Dennis Quaid. Oh, I'd be so mad, because now you have to undo all of that. Figure out who's
yeah,
who.
That's bad. That's bad.
See, I like pranks.
That's not a prank.
But not stuff like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This
not
is
good.
One that I did not know.
Okay.
Cranberries grow in water. True or false?
True.
False.
Oh, dear.
Cranberries grow on vines in the wetlands. The areas are then typically flooded by harvest time.
Oh, you know what? I heard that. I did learn that a while back.
Yeah?
That the cranberry bogs are flooded and they float to the top.
I did not know that.
I believe somewhere near Plymouth, Massachusetts is an Ocean Spray. I don't know if it's Ocean Spray or they just do grow they'd have cranberries there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go, I believe it's there. You can look it up. That'd be pretty cool to see. The only time I've ever really seen one is the Ocean Spray Cranberry TV commercial where the guy and his father,
his buddy, or whoever,
are with they the have waiters. The waiters on, and they're standing in a what looks like a cranberry bog, and they're all floating on the top. So then I would imagine they have machinery that must go through and go from bottom and then slide up and pick all the cranberries.
I love
cranberries.
Chocolate-covered cranberries.
Oh, yes.
I went to Mystic Seaport last weekend, and I bought a bunch of those.
Chocolate-covered cranberries. They're so good. And that's funny that you said that, because I don't typically buy these, but I was in BJ's, and Kirkland has chocolate-covered raisins.
Oh.
And they're good because they're big. The berry, the raisin is big.
I'd be on the pot.
Okay. But it's funny that you bought chocolate-covered cranberries,
and I bought chocolate-covered
raisins.
I like chocolate-covered almost
anything. Banana?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate-covered bananas, yummy.
Okay.
Yes. Place a fake snake in their belongings.
I've done that.
It says don't do it if you know they really have a real fear.
I know, and that's probably why I won't do it again.
Of snakes. Yeah. I'm as I get older, I get afraid I'm going to have a heart attack or somebody does that to me.
I have a wooden snake that looks real, and I put it... Well, actually, I have two snakes that look real, and I put them on top of, like, books or something. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm weird.
You like that?
I like these snakes for some reason. I don't want to be around snakes. Oh. I won't go to my hometown anymore because they have done something to a dam, and there's a lot of rattlesnakes around.
Yeah, I don't like snakes. No.
Okay. Okay. Do you know what the name of the Native American tribe was that invited the first Thanksgiving?
You come over.
I'm dead. I am dead. I can't feel anymore. It's just, it's gone. There's nothing there but the smoky haze. And I'm not thinking at all. Not at all. It's the Wampanoag. Which is almost as funny.
Oh, so Wampanoag, that is a real sentence?
That is a real tribe.
That's the tribe?
Yeah.
Okay. Read it again.
What was the name of the Native American tribe that was first invited to Thanksgiving?
So they were invited to Thanksgiving.
Yes. They did not hold the Thanksgiving themselves.
Who did?
Some people who thought they knew what they were doing. Do you know they had lobster?
Yes,
Not turkey?
No, yeah, turkey.
They had lobster and deer?
Yes. But who did hold the first Thanksgiving? Was it the Pilgrims or the Indians?
I don't think the Indians had Thanksgiving. What were they thinking?
So it's the Indians who got invited by the Pilgrims
right.
to have Thanksgiving, which is a really nice thought.
Is it a
thought.
Pilgrim or a Puritan?
Puritan.
I don't know that kind of stuff.
I don't either. But it just is a warm fuzzy to think that they had it together.
Okay.
I like it.
But it didn't help. They've still got mad at each other.
I know, and that's a whole other topic.
That is, yes.
You can make a batch of oatmeal raisin cookies and then pretend they're chocolate chip cookies and give them to somebody. My husband wouldn't like that.
I'd eat them, but I wouldn't be happy.
I love oatmeal cookies, and I like chocolate chip cookies, but I don't like them combined. I don't like it if it's an oatmeal cookie with chocolate chips in it. Or walnuts. Don't put walnuts in the cookies, please.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I'll eat them other things, but not cookies. No. I pick them out and give them to my sister.
Okay. Why is Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday of November?
Why is Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday of November? It has to have something to do with the moon. And that's all I have to say about that.
Actually, to make the Christmas shopping season longer, President Roosevelt did this to aid in the country's financial recovery from the Great Depression.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
It's that recent.
Mm-hmm.
So when was Thanksgiving before that?
Maybe they didn't call it Thanksgiving.
Before that?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe they just said, hey, guys, we're taking over your country, but you want to come to dinner?
I just had a thought.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Because I...
And we're done.
Because we have so many things that we're asking people to answer for us, it would be really fun to have someone come on the show and we talk about all the things that we've asked and that what their and that they looked it up and found their answers.
Do you know how many shows we'd have to listen to?
I know, you're right. We wouldn't remember.
No. All right.
But maybe they would.
Okay.
Okay.
What was...
Yes.
The ones that I asked in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
What marks the official start to the fall season in the Northern Hemisphere?
Okay, I don't know that one.
In colonial times, what were apples called?
Apples.
What sport do folks get together to watch in the fall months?
Football.
Yes. Okay. What makes the official start to the season the autumnal equinox? She knew that.
Well, no, I didn't know the whole thing, but the word equinox came into my head, and I
there
thought,
you
no,
go.
Don't do that.
In colonial times, what were apples called?
Apples.
No. And this is really weird. They called them winter bananas or melt in the mouths.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Winter bananas?
Yeah.
Wrong shape.
Yeah, wrong color.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and that is what our show is all about. Interesting information for you to share with absolutely nobody.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.